From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. The Pentagon has announced that the deadly bombing of an Afghan hospital that killed 42 people has not been deemed a war crime. The U.S. military had previously announced disciplinary measures would be taken against 16 service members for their role in the deadly airstrike in Afghanistan last year. The strike destroyed a hospital run by the international medical charity Doctors Without Borders. However, at a press briefing Friday morning, the Pentagon announced they have concluded the incident was not a war crime. General Joseph Votel of U.S. Central Command told reporters Friday at the Pentagon that an investigation into the incident found the tragedy was a result of an extraordinarily intense situation that included multiple equipment failures.
The investigation concluded that the personnel involved did not know they were striking a medical facility. The intended target was an insurgent-controlled site, which was approximately 400 meters from the Doctors Without Borders Trauma Center. The investigation found that an AC-130 gunship aircrew in support of a U.S. Special Forces element that was supporting an Afghan partner ground force misidentified and struck the Doctors Without Borders Trauma Center. The investigation determined that all members of both the ground force and the AC-130 aircrew were unaware that the aircraft was firing on a medical facility.
That finding is consistent with those of a preliminary investigation released by the U.S. military in November, when commanders suggested that U.S. forces, both on the ground and in the air, did not intentionally target the hospital. The 16 U.S. service members found at fault include a two-star general. This is VOA News. Radio Free Europe is reporting that authorities in Almaty, Kazakhstan, shut down a news conference Friday called by activists who were discussing plans for protests in the city against land reforms. Police detained about a dozen activists outside Almaty Press Club. The incident follows protests across the country against government plans to privatize farmland beginning on July 1st. Hundreds have rallied in several cities since April 24th out of fear that land reforms could allow foreigners to take over farmland, especially after the government announced several agreements with neighboring China on agricultural projects. Reforms reportedly will allow the government to sell farmland to joint ventures, provided they are controlled by Kazakh citizens, but direct land sales to foreigners will still be banned. Several people in the United States were arrested during rallies Thursday night when police broke up clashes between supporters and opponents of controversial Republican presidential frontrunner Donald Trump outside his campaign stop in Southern California. The windows of a police car were smashed and several people were injured before the crowd was brought under control. A driver appearing to taunt bystanders narrowly missed police officers attempting to stop him before speeding away. President Barack Obama has announced measures intended to help reduce gun violence in the United States by using technology to develop smart guns and more coordinated actions by governments to improve background checks on gun buyers. The president announced a call earlier this year for more accurate and efficient background checks to ensure that guns are not sold to the wrong people, such as those suffering from mental illness, and for technology that would keep guns out of the hands of children or anyone other than the gun owner. Each year, guns kill more than 30,000 Americans. Britain's foreign secretary met with Cuban officials Thursday to discuss trade and tourism ties with the communist country, marking the first visit of its kind since 1959. Upon landing in Cuba late Thursday, Philip Hammond said Britain is ready to strengthen its ties with Cuba and signed several cooperation agreements on energy, education, and financial services. Hammond said he wanted enhanced bilateral cooperation underpinned by increased trade, increased investment, and more tourists coming to Cuba. And Australian Foreign Minister Julie Bishop believes it is in her country's best interest that Britain remains a part of the European Union. Earlier this month, Bishop held talks with British Prime Minister David Cameron in D.C. She said the European Union was a significant trading partner for Australia and that Britain's continued membership in the 28-state body was imperative. As a bloc, the EU is Australia's largest source of foreign investment. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.